hold his ground, and Mortensen's off to the races.
And Papineau gets another handoff across the 35, down to the 32. It's going to be a 7-yard gain brought down by Ostrowski, the safety. And second down, 4 to go inside Decorville territory at the 33-yard line. 4:35 left in the first half, 16-14 Decorville.
And just a methodical drive here for Central Lake, but some of these gains are getting bigger and bigger. Decorville got to stay.
And we got
a flag on the play here.
I don't think Central Lake was set. They were still, Mortensen was still walking up to the line and immediately snapped it. No 1 second pause.
Might be a false start then.
False start, disco night here in Marquette. 5-yard back him up from a second down and 4 to a second down and 9 back at the 38-yard line. 16-14. First offensive penalty on Central Lake.
They have to be very careful. This could happen to them all night long. They walk up to sprint up to the line of scrimmage, set and go. There's very little time taken.
And there's a snap and another flag, and this is going to be the same exact thing. Another 5 yards. So from second and 4 to a second and 9 to a second and 14, back-to-back offensive false start. This starting to get into the heads of Central Lake.
Yeah, somebody is not getting set before the ball is snapped. If you watch them very closely, they're in the huddle calling the play, and the center leaves the huddle just a little early to get over the ball and get set. And as soon as the rest of the team breaks the huddle, they sprint to their spots, set down and go, and somebody on the right side of that line has not been set all the way, and you can see the head official telling them what's going on.
Second down and 14 from the 43-yard line of Decorville. First down marker. Is that the landmark in? Two men backfield, Mortensen under center, and it's going to be a handoff to Papineau up the middle, out to the 40-yard line for a 3-yard gain. Wyatt Janowak shutting that one down, and we have a downed player. Central Lake injured, looks like he's grabbing his right knee. Not sure on the number there yet, and he seems to be in a little bit of severe pain. And Dave, that is their center, number 76, Dalen Clark.
I was afraid you were going to say that, Clark. I thought I seen a 7 in the first number, and that limits who it could possibly be. But Dalen Clark is their center. That's a very important guy. He plays guard on the other side of the ball, nose tackle, center. He plays. He's the heart and soul of that defensive line and offensive line.
And at least 250 pounds.
Keep in mind, they only have 15 guys in this roster. It's not a deep roster. So, but he hasn't moved yet and is grasping that right knee. Not a good sign.
So, it'll be a third down 11 from the 40-yard line. First down markers at the 29. 3:55 left in the first half. 16-14, Decorville by 2 points. Decorville has had the ball for 9 minutes, 22 seconds before this drive began. Central Lake had it for 8 minutes and 4 seconds. Taking a look at the offensive stats on both sides of the ball, Central Lake with 27 plays of rushing the ball for 154 yards, 29 all total for 203 yards. Decorville, 19 rushes for 79 yards, 3 passing attempts, 2 completions for 27 yards, including the touchdown. Total offense, 22 plays, 106 yards. Central Lake with 97 more yards on offense, but Decorville with a 2-point lead.
Well, certainly looking at that, double the yardage for Central Lake, and they find themselves 2 points down. But why is that? It's special teams has been the difference. Kicking off for Decorville, they have pinned them back. They've picked on the defensive or the special teamsman, Spangler, twice already in this game.
And we may not see Dalen Clark back. He's having to lift that right knee. He has a man on either side of him getting him off the field. That is not good.
No, that's not good. He is definitely getting help, not putting any pressure on that right knee, help to the sideline. So now it'll be very interesting to note, new center, under center here. We'll see how the snaps work, exchange from center to quarterback. But in the meantime, as we were saying, why is Decorville only have 100 yards less of offense in winning this game? Well, they returned a punt 20 yards to put them in great field position. And kicking off, their special teams coverage team and Wyatt Janowak kicking the ball on an angle away from the special teamer, Spangler of Central Lake, has virtually been the difference in this game.
And right up to the line, that would be number 78, Devin Graham at new center, I do believe. Oh, nearly snapped it. Snapped it and fumbled and brought down.
There was the bad exchange.
Bad exchange on the snap. And that was results. They're going to call it dead almost immediately at the 41-yard line. So a loss of two. It's now fourth down and 11 from the 41-yard line. First down markers at the 29.
Yeah, the bad exchange, and the quarterback goes down to a knee. And as soon as he picks up the ball, he's down. The play is dead.
And we have a timeout called by Central Lake as they face that fourth and 11, trailing by 2 points with 3:34 left in the first half. Right here on the WLEW Sports Network.
From Graff Chevrolet Buick in Sandusky, here's Sam and Brian.
All of us at Graff Chevrolet Buick in Sandusky would like to congratulate the Deckerville Eagles on another tremendous season.
We here at Graff work every day to earn your business and offer quality vehicles at a great price. And even more importantly, superior service after the sale.
This month, you can enjoy savings of up to $13,800 on remaining 17 Chevys on the lot.
Take 20% off all remaining 2017 Malibu, Cruze, and Trax models as well.
And if you currently have points on your GM card, you can save even more on top of that 20%.
Don't qualify for GM employee pricing? No worries. Everyone this month qualifies for this on every 2017 Chevy here at Graff.
And that means you can save thousands on your new Chevy car, truck, or SUV.
If you haven't been to our used lot, give us a shot. We will save you time and money and get you into a quality vehicle.
Stop into Graff Chevrolet Buick on M46 in Sandusky today. And one more thing.
Go Eagles!
Well, as we found out on our way up yesterday, when it rains, it pours, and that's exactly what's happening for Central Lake now. Trying to punt on a 4th and 11 in a false start, and so it's now going to be 4th down and 16 from their own, from Deckerville's 45-yard line. Deep back to punt, Gavin Mortensen, also the quarterback, punts this one. Nice punt. Comes in at the 7-yard line, brought in by Bowerman. Across the 10, across the 15, to the 20, to the 25, 30. One man to beat at the cuts back inside of the 35. Nice return for Bowerman, starting his own 7-yard line out to the 35. Number 71, Vance Hoeksma, the center, since Dalen Clark is out with an injury. First and 10 now for the Deckerville Eagles with a 2-point lead. 3:19 left in the first half, 16-14 at their own 35-yard line.
Well, it's good awareness by Bowerman. As most of the time when the ball lands inside the 7-yard line on a punt, you let it hop into your own end zone. But there was no coverage back there, so he grabbed it, got 10, 15 yards before he even seen a defender. When you make a guy miss, he could turn into a really big play.
Bowerman on the carry across to the 39, actually the 40-yard line, finally brought down by Gavin Mortensen after a 5-yard gain on the first and 10. Sets up a second down and 5 from Deckerville's 40-yard line. 3 minutes left in the first half.
We've already seen the issues of not having Clark in as the center on offense. Now it'll be interesting to see what happens on defense without him holding down the middle of that defensive line.
And it's a handoff to Bowerman again. Has the first down across midfield and takes over Spangler and finally brought down to the 45-yard line after a big gain. First and 10 for the Eagles as they are starting to roll.
Yeah, Bowerman's starting to get loose here, and that's because that offensive line is playing a lot better than they did in the first quarter. Sealing off the ends, giving Bowerman not only holes to run through, but option to kick it out to the sideline and burn them around the edges. Bowerman having open space finally to run through.
Cole Rumzik on the keeper. He's actually in the running back across the 40 down to the 37-yard line. Tackle made by TJ Schultz, outside linebacker, for a 8-yard gain. Second down and 2, 2:25. Clock continues to roll in the second quarter. 16-14 Deckerville.
After that big run by Bowerman, he stays right on the sideline. Cole Rumzik checks in. Hanley, your fullback. Rumzik, the running back, gets a nice gain on first down. Wouldn't be surprised if he gets it again here on second down.
And it's a handoff to Cole Rumzik. Has a defender on him. That would be number 21, Dylan Michael, but he drags him across the first down marker all the way out to the 34-yard line. It's a gain of 3, first down for Deckerville.
Now they might spot it right down at the 35 when this is all said and done, but I certainly think it's a first down.
And we have a official timeout with 2:03 left in this first half. 16-14 Deckerville. Facing a first down and 10. Dave Hansen, what's the difference maker here?
Well, losing Clark really hurts. So Dalen Clark, he's a big part of this offensive defensive line for Central Lake and a team that's not very deep. But what we're seeing is some momentum coming on Deckerville's side, and the running game is starting to emerge. A couple passes early in this game kind of set back Central Lake a little bit, some of that pressure, and now the ends are really starting to pick up their blocks, understanding where the